Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are learning Maseches Sukkah, and we're up to the second Mishnah over here on Yud Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah talks about it's actually an issue that is relatively.
My friend had a baby boy, and now he's.
It's actually an issue that is not so uncommon in our world, and that's the question of using a mat as schach. And the Mishnah tells us, if I have machzeles kanim gedola, if I have a large mat that's made out of reeds, so then the Mishnah distinguishes asa'a l'shchiva mikabelas tum'a ve'e misachachin ba. If you make this large reed mat to lie down on, so then it's susceptible to the rules of tuma, and you cannot use it as schach. But if you use it for schach, if you make it for schach, so then you can use it as schach, and then it's not susceptible to tuma. We'll read the Mishnah first, and then we will read it again and decipher it and analyze it and have fun with it. But basically what the Mishnah is saying is, if I have a large mat of reeds, so if it's made to lie down on, it is susceptible to